it is time for a bit of Up There Kazaley, and our man Nick Davis, who Gibbo says works for Gibbo's show on a Saturday with Around the Grounds and Adam Peacock. And I'm pleased to say he's on the line.
G'day, boys, and Lazarus, the resurrection.
Ah, yes. I'm back.
Yes.
We're back. How good.
Unreal. Another week talking to you about a fantastic game, AFL.
I knew you couldn't leave it with grand final week.
I've actually worked out.
I've
actually done some amazing research. You wait for my question.
Oh, I can't wait, buddy. I can't wait. But grand final week, boys, it's a bit different growing up and being an AFL person. It's normally the MCG and the home of footy, but look, over in Perth this week with a week off, it's a bit of a different feel, but both sides will be getting right into it now.
It's a massive game, and the drought breakers, the Melbourne side, who, you know, they've waited so long for this. Western Bulldogs, if they do it again, they're going to have to do it the long road. What's your latest feel on this game? I know you've been Melbourne throughout, Nico. Are you staying solid?
Yeah, look, I think so. Probably the major concern for Melbourne is that one game in 3 and 4 weeks. So is that the best preparation for a grand final, where the Western Bulldogs have had that sort of harder, tougher run and they got the freshen up this week before the grand final. So look, that's probably my major concern there with Melbourne. And look, the Western Bulldogs have been in good form. They've won. When you win finals games, your confidence is sky high. So look, Melbourne go into it as deserved favourites, but it's going to be a great game.
Ready for this question?
I am, mate.
Righto. After the grand final, the AFL world turns to the trade period. Do you foresee, that's a big word for me, the Swans and the Giants being active in the trade window? Question mark. I'm hearing from Jordan Watson is wanting a trade to Adelaide. Question mark.
Are you hearing from Jordan Watson?
I'm hearing from him. Yeah.
Is he a mate of Jordan Dawson that's requesting a trade to Adelaide?
Like, let me do the jokes, man.
Jordan Dawson is, look, I think the Swans will be a little bit active. I think they're in a position where the list, there's a few of that middle tier Swans players that could get shuffled around. They re-signed Luke Parker for 4 years. Lance Franklin's at the last year of his 10-year deal. And what happened with the young Swans players in their first, second and third years coming up, I think it's given the Swans a bit of confidence that they'll be able to be good enough players. So, yeah, Jordan Dawson is requested a trade back home to Adelaide. I think the Adelaide Crows. So that'll be something there for the Swans to work through. And also George Hewitt, who's a really good midfielder, has got a pretty good offer, I think, on the table from Carlton. So there'll be a little bit of opportunity there for the Swans to make a few moves. And look, they probably don't need to do too much. They've got the young kids coming through, and look, the ruck stocks could be bolstered, and also the key forwards, with obviously Franklin having 1 year to go on his contract.
Mate, I've just got a text in from my client, Brent. So here we go. We've got round two. Mate, Nick, you played in the three grand finals at the elite level. What will be going through the players' minds to lead up this game? What was the build-up like for yourself, and what do you think these young blokes these days are going through?
Now, Spud, look, I don't know, and it's funny, and people, I was talking to Premiership teammate Todd Kennelly and Jamie Sauer doing a preview podcast today, and everyone says, oh, you've got to treat it like another game, but it's absolutely not. Like, that's the wrong way to go about it. And you know what it's like, but it's not another game. It's the grand final. And if you go out there treating it like another game, you're going to get punched right in the face. It's just the whole day and the enormity of it. And look, it's a little bit different this year for these clubs and we were lucky at the Swans where we were away from Melbourne and the grand final hype. So we flew down on the Thursday night. You go in the grand final parade on Friday and you were away from it. But the year that I played at Collingwood, you were from the preliminary final from the 5 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon when we beat Adelaide in the prelim. It was the grand final was just shoved in your face.
Yep.
We had 15,000 people at training.
Wow.
Our last training session at Victoria Park for that Collingwood Grand Final. And look, everyone goes, oh, you just need to try and treat it like another week. But if you do that, you'll get your pants pulled down. So you need to make sure that you're your levels of stimulation, you're up and ready for it because, but you know, it goes like that grand finals. Like you get to half time and you're like, geez, what happened? And you need to be ready from the first bounce.
Yeah, for both of us, it brings back fond memories of the week leading up. It's the most tiring week ever. And by the time you get to the game, you're absolutely buggered. I remember my year in 95, I remember I woke up at Tuesday night in a lather of sweat. I'd already done 20 carries and 30 tackles, and I'd already nearly played my game on Tuesday night. But as you get going, I'm sure it. But yeah, you guys have the celebration of the street parade, so it's it should be a great time for these young blokes coming up.
Yeah, it is, and it's a little bit disappointing for the probably Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs being two Melbourne clubs not being there and not having the parade. They had a different sort of parade in Melbourne yesterday, but it was not having the grand final parade and the things that the traditions of grand final day that are sort of not quite there. But look, once you get there, and as you said, that's the week can you've got so many well wishes and you feel like you need to get to everyone, but you've got to try and stay in your rhythm and stay in your groove. But yeah, don't treat it like any other week because it's not. And Spud, you know, we've played professional sport and Joel for a long time, and you can't take it for granted because there's no guarantees that you're going to make it back there again.
I'm hearing about regards to entertainment because it's over in Perth. No one knows who this bloke is. They'll hear Meatloaf's back on.
Who told you that? Jordan Watson again.
Jordan Watson. I'm not sure Meatloaf will be invited back, mate. Last year was pretty good up in Brisbane. I think they had Shepherd. They're a local Brisbane band, and they got some pretty good tunes. But I don't know, it was back in our day. It wasn't Regurgitator, weren't they? That was the first band, weren't they? They could wheel out Regurgitator.
Nick. Don't write off Sacha Baron Cohen as Queen. I'm telling you.
I know you're tipping
Don't write it off.
I was about to say that. You heard it from Queen's doing it. I did hear it here.
Yeah.
That's where I heard it.
You heard it here first. Don't write it off.
We heard it here last week.
Yep. And it was in the $2.75 on Sportsbet.
Wow.
And I also heard that Spud wasn't coming back, and he came back. So
that's true. That's very, very true. Just before you go, too, Gibbo's just handed me a note. You'll be very pleased to hear this, Nick, ahead of Around the Grounds with yourself and Adam Peacock, one of the great shows of the year, 9 to 12. You've got it covered on a Saturday. But your boss, Gibbo, has suggested that Paul Ruse is going to be around the grounds. Is that right?
Well done,
Gibbo, securing that interview.
Not true. I've been producer and talent for the Around the Grounds this week. But I texted the boss this morning. I said, "Listen, morning, Paul. You owe me four favours. Given the fact I kicked four goals in that semi-final." So I said, "You owe me four favours. I need one. Can you come on Saturday?" He said, "Of course I will." So we've got Ruzy coming on. I think we've got Paul Gow coming on talking all things Ryder Cup, which starts on Friday. That'll be pretty exciting. I think we've got Joe Grigg coming on talking Saturday morning mowers.
He said he got her as well. Well done, Gibbo.
Gibbo's on fire.
He's on fire.
So, nah, it's going to be a good show.
Hey, just before you go, Nick, who's if we're looking for a Norm Smith medalist, who are you seeing?
If it is Melbourne, I like Christian Petrarca. I think he'll get enough of the footy through the midfield. And the difference between him and Clayton Oliver, maybe for the Norm Smith medal, will be I think Christian Petrarca can go forward and kick a couple of goals. So if it's Melbourne, if you're a Melbourne supporter and you want someone from Melbourne, him. And the other one I saw today doing the podcast, Jackson McRae, I think was at $15. And he broke the all-time record for possessions in the season this year. He just knocked up getting the footy. So if you're thinking the Western Bulldogs can win, maybe Jackson McRae at $15.
You know what I like to do, Nick? I like to do a little multi. So have three players to win the Norm Smith, three players to win the Clive Churchill medal. Costs you $9 for every dollar, but it's a nice little way to get involved there. And I'll be picking my three Norm Smiths and my three Clive Churchill medalists. Isaiah Yeo will be one of those, let me tell you that. By the way, I was going to let you go, but just one question from this bloke here. And the only reason I'm letting him on is because he agrees with you. He likes Christian Petrarca to get the Norm Smith medal. And I'm pleased to say Rob from Blacktown's on the line. G'day, Rob.
Hello, Joel, Flett, and Spartan. Nick, how are you, boys? They let me get through my preview yesterday, Nick, which was fantastic.
You didn't get the Oscar music. Well done, mate. I'm proud of you.
No, they gave me 3 minutes. Now, Birds of Tokyo are doing the entertainment there on Saturday, if you don't know.
Are they? They're all right.
They're having the...
Okay?
Yeah. Also, they've got the grand final sprint on, as usual.
Right.
There's only West Coast and Fremantle players on it, OK?
Thank you very much, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Robert, thank you very much. We do appreciate that. So the sprint is on between two clubs. There you go. But anyway, Nick, thank you very much, mate. We appreciate your time.
No worries, boys. Have a good grand final week.
We look forward to seeing you and Adam Peacock on Gibbo's show on Saturday morning around the grounds from 9 to noon. Right here on SEN, there's our man, Nicky Davis.